Welcome to broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, the Apostle Anthony Patterson is the Bishop and General Overseer. We invite you to write to Bishop Patterson, Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023, or dial area code 610-583-2400. Visit the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org. Again, that's theapostolicfaith.org. We're going to ask you now that you join us in prayer. We'll be led in prayer by Elder George Washington.
Dear precious Heavenly Father, we again come before you. In his sweet, saving name of Jesus Christ. Father, thanking you for all things, thanking you for our very lives. Hallelujah to God. Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon each and every one of us. We thank you for that. Father, we thank you for healing our bodies from time to time, knowing that you are a healer, praise God. We thank you. Father, we thank you for your word, because your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing, what you have done and what you're doing and what you shall do. We thank you. We give you the glory. We thank you for your word, praise God, because your word, in your word you said it will not go out void, but it'll accomplish that which you please, and it'll prosper in the thing where you send it. We thank you today. We thank you today, dear Father in heaven, for the apostle in the land today. Anthony Patterson, praise God. We thank you for him, praise God. Hallelujah to God. We pray that you bless him, Lord Jesus. Strengthen him, Lord Jesus. Enlarge his steps, enlarge his coast, praise God. Hallelujah to God. Keep him wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, praise God. Hallelujah to God. Bless the congregation, praise God. Give us the victory you already have given it to us, praise God. And we thank you for it. We thank you for the elders, praise God, for the ministers, for the deacons, for the body of Christ, praise God. We thank you for all things, praise God. Hallelujah, God, because it all comes from you, praise God. We know that we can do nothing of ourselves, praise God, but it's all through you, praise God. And we thank you today, praise God. We thank you because you've been so good to each and every one of us. You have blessed us, praise God, and you have given us the victory. Praise God, and we thank you, praise God. We thank you for all things, praise God. We thank you how you're moving, praise God, on us, praise God. Hallelujah, God, that we are the saints of the Most High God, praise God. Hallelujah, God, that we are the Christ of God, praise God. We are the children of the resurrection, praise God. We thank you, praise God, and we give you the glory, praise God. We're in Christ, and Christ is in us, and we thank you today. We glorify your great name. We magnify you, Father. We edify you, and we give it all to you, praise God. Hallelujah, God, we thank you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise God, hallelujah, glory. Thank you. Thank you.
Again, this is the broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The Apostle Anthony Patterson is the Bishop and General Overseer. We invite you now to stay tuned to hear the Word of God preached as it was in the days of old. So it is continued to be preached today. Write to Bishop Patterson, Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. Or dial area code 610-583-2400. Visit the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org. That's theapostolicfaith.org.
To our radio listening audience around the world, wherever you may be, There's another altar property on Fragrum. Coming from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Today we'll have our brother, our pastor, Anthony J. Pastor, his holy apostolic blessings to him.
Not enough time, and there's not enough tongues in my mouth to praise God for all that he's done for me. So tonight, hallelujah, will have to do. All the ones that have white ribbons, stand, please. All the ones that have white ribbons. Wonderful. Thank you. I thank God because I can see that God is still doing what he promised he was going to do. I am just happy in my soul. The Lord knew what I wanted on this day, but he honored my faith. I want the will of the Lord to be done right now for every man. But God has his time. I want every man that hear the gospel to turn immediately. But the Lord has his moment. But I'm glad I obeyed when the time was appointed for me. And I can thank him that I'm still pressing on the upward way, even today, this hour. I had hard trials like the rest of you. But along with you, I can say I'm still pressing on. God has given me the victory. God has given you the land. And he said, I'll drive them out little by little. And he's driving them out. If you think about the thousands that were there when you left, he's driven them out. It's not what used to be. I don't care what I'm going to encounter. We're not going to fear their faces and nothing they can do because the Lord is with us. And I just wanted to say that because I know the children of Israel heard Moses say many times, I'm taking you to a land flowing with milk and honey. He said it many times. And unbelief stepped in somewhere to a lot of souls that did not believe his words. And the scripture tells me that their carcasses are still in the wilderness today. God hadn't moved them. And a new people went over and possessed the land that God promised. So I tell you with great joy to give you this great news. God has given you the land. And tonight I don't have much, but the little that I have, I give this to you. I hear, even in Elder Washington's speech, how the gospel has pulled him so far. He says with an assurance, I'm a child. He got that from heaven. Here. And his language, his words to the church, is moving the heart of men. Because of what God has done for him and all of us. While we've been tabernacling here. What I want to leave with you is your thoughts. What are you considering? What are you thinking on? Because out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth is going to speak. In the Proverbs, he said, as a man thinketh, so is he. And in Paul's writings in Corinthians, he said, charity, she don't think any evil. That's my message. You got me? Amen. If you're filled with God, I know what you're going to be thinking about. If you're filled with the Spirit, I know what's going to consume your mind. You're looking for the Lord to do the things that he so if you're thinking on these things, think ye, he said, on whatsoever things are. He's giving you the desire to think on. So there's no need of you thinking about what the enemy is going to do. You don't know what he's going to do. But you do know what God's going to do. So if you're thinking on the wonderful works that God has already done, you're not going to have the time to try to find something to get upset about, mad about, depressed about, worried about. You're going to think on some good things that's going to make you rejoice. If I asked the church to shout, what would you do? All y'all going to say the same thing? And that is as loud as you can shout. Shout, please. That's a shout. Amen. That would make the walls of Jericho fall. With that kind of voice, shout, please. Hallelujah! That's what we're waiting for. Amen. The Lord just say, shout. You got to have something to shout about. If you're like me, you've been waiting. The enemy has done what he's going to do, but God already had me ready for it. Because I want to tell the church to shout. Yes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Shout.
Hallelujah!
Can you see the children of Israel?
Yes.
Had encompassed the city. And Joshua told them to shout. And their voices. Shout, please.
Hallelujah!
Glory, hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Thank you!
Glory, hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Follow her! Follow her! God's been good. To be able to take God, use God to move God, to take God and let him have his way in your mouth. If you've been sick in body, it's time to shout now. If you've been down and out, time to shout now. If you know him, it's time to shout victory now. He surprised me with so many of you because he put it on your mind to be here. And if you can just think with me a little bit, I want to show you God. He gave you a thought. And you asked him to take you safe. And he brought us together. Some of us have had some hard days. But you made it to the house of the Lord. And I want to meet you around the well to tell you to draw some water. Because God is going to bless us all. As he took a woman in her window and made her speak for one, I'll speak for us all. God is going to wonderfully bless you. Because you had a mind to come. I told him he could do it at any moment. But I'm going to shout victory. Because God has given it to me. And I'm telling him in the 12th year of my victory, I'm taking it. Because these year by year, he's built a foundation for us to stand. And we haven't turned. We are still believing. So what do you think? If you can think it. He can do it. He can go above what you can ask. I want you to contemplate what God has been doing in your mind. How did you find him? How did you have a thought to be baptized? How did you have a mind to come and sit and tarry calling on the name of the Lord? He said, you cannot come to him unless you're drawn. Think about how you're sitting now in a holy place. As you think, so are you. The scripture says, and it cannot be broken. Ye are God's. Because you now know good and evil. And he has caused you to do that is enough to praise God for eternity. Your eternity has already started. It started when you spoke in tongues. You stopped being a carnal and began to walk in the newness of, you started a new life that has no end. You shall never die. You won't ever die. I'll see you again and I'll know you. Our praise around the throne has already started. We are shouting, hallelujah. Why? The Lamb took away. He removed and let us find the forgiveness. If you were pardoned, shout. If you believe, if you think that you're going to meet the Lord in peace, shout. This is the day 24 years ago that God sent me to help you. But I tell God, you have been a help to me. You kept my feet because when you say the scripture says, the priest's lips shall keep knowledge. You kept me prayerful. You kept me praying for every issue that God would give you the victory in. So if you have seen and know God, shout. This day some years ago, Bishop S.C. Johnson fell asleep. But God knew he was going to preserve a time that we'll be gathered here with our shout ready, with our hearts loving God continually, and our minds will be on following a woman that began to shout out in the holy congregation because she thought about how good God has been. And when you think about the goodness of Jesus and all when you think, if it wasn't for the Lord coming and fixing and pardoning all my sin, I found something to shout about. We all knew that the flesh had the victory over us until God changed our thoughts and made us think on Him and took away that filthy garment and gave us one of pure white. That is something to shout about. When I think of how good God has been, and we testify one to another, the one saint says to another saint, I remember. And everybody else calls to mind the things that God has done. And today it doesn't appear that it has been that long. But when we remember and think of how good God will speak to a fish and get us out of hell. I know He will. I have the testimony. My soul was in hell. But the angel appeared in the gap and said, come on. The right side where the light of the truth of the gospel is. That is something to shout about. So if I'm filled with the Spirit of the living God, He's going to make me think on Him. And when the enemy comes and tries to take my soul to hell, God is going to say, not so. When His words went out and said, it's a shame, most of you in here are going to go to hell. His mind got in my mind and said, not so. And when He delivered me and made me look back and see what He delivered me from, I can't see that someone would have changed my faith and made me believe that there are two gods when the God I knew from yesteryear said there would be no God after me and there was no God formed before me. So when I hear what happened to souls that walked alongside of me, it makes me rejoice that God gave me the Christ mind and made me walk in the path of righteousness for His. So you understand now when John said, I saw them around the throne because the host is already there. You can find yourself sometimes going off to sleep at night and your prayer is so strong that you forget that you are in a carnal body. But the heavenly speech goes on and on and on while the body rests. And when the body awakes, the speech continues because you got something to shout about. The word of the Lord is in power. It's not in words that I just come and talk to you. I want you to feel that when John said, I saw them and I heard them, I want you to think he saw me. I was numbered with them. Because if you can think it, who can do it? Can he do it? Hallelujah to God, I believe. Therefore, you, this is the history. We are the living epistles now. God bought us out, and we got something to shout about. When your mind think and your body is ill, and you say to yourself, I am healed by the power of God, you're speaking of things that are not, but you bring it to pass because you say it. But where does the thought come from that makes you strong when you're weak, that make you well when you're sick, that makes you happy when you're mad? Where does it come from?
God.
Where does it come from?
God.
So when you got the newness of life, the old man died. He doesn't exist now because the Holy Ghost in you is from everlasting to everlasting. And if the Holy Ghost is a lead and a guide, it found the soul that God said, deliver it back to me. I got something to shout about. Because the word of the Lord that came down from heaven is not going back void. Why not? It's taking
me.
So then, I got something some have friends, families to try to stop you, but thank God Almighty, he gave you a mind to continue. And you tell God, I thank you for this mind that you gave me that will not let me give up, because we try to give up, but something took a hold of my mind. I didn't know what to do, but a thought came in my mind. That thought was God. That thinking, I want you to know it. That was God. But can you comprehend the thing that had no beginning of days, no ending of light, no lineage, no nothing, has given you a mind to continue? And when the carnal mind, which is his enemy, tries his best to go just the opposite of what you know, you knew it was God. You know it's God. You know it. You know it. You know it. And when you want to throw up your hands and give up, that mind steps in the nick of time and said, I'm going to press on. That is
God.
So when you tell God, I need you, he'll let you talk. But wait for the next sentence when he talks. He'll tell you, I am evil. Where is he? So if every idle word is going to find judgment, what about the words that God speaks? What about the things that you say to one? You say, peace be unto you. And then your mother come back and say to you, and praise the Lord Jesus. Bishop Johnson left us with praise the Lord. He left us with praise the Lord. Bishop Shelton began to greet us like Christ greeted. Peace be unto you and praise the Lord. He just added to the greetings. All I did was let everybody know what Lord we are talking about. Because when they saw him coming, they said, that is Jesus. Peter was naked. But hallelujah to God. When someone said, here come, he walked up to them at a time and he said, peace be unto you. What you think came across and over them? Why? He spoke it. They heard it. They believed it. God is a spirit. And then if you're going to worship this God, you got to do it in spirit. So you don't have to have anything to be judged, because you're going to say and speak as God moves on you. So if someone asks you something, you say, I've got to wait. Let me hear, because I don't want to talk too fast. Let me hear. I'm going to be slow to speak, but I want to hear. So when you are finished this course, what are you going to wake up to? Your shout is not going to change. Your speech is not going to change. Your testimony is going to be the same. But when you get in front of the throne wrapped in your new flesh and bone, you're going to still say, I thank you that you brought me out of darkness. I thank you that you healed my body. I thank you that you didn't leave me in the hands of wicked ones. Your speech is not going to change, because when you get there, you're going to be thanking him. I remember, you're going to see every host that grabbed a hold of you and took you on a flight. You're going to thank him. Say, when I didn't understand it, I thank you, God Almighty, that you let me know how I was going to be changed. Nothing that you are saying now in the congregation of the holy is going to change. So if you got something to shout about, shout! So when one anointed fall asleep, all the Lord did was change bodies. But we knew him. Hallelujah. God. How do we know him? We knew him by the spirit that came out of their mouth. We can judge whether or not we were going up, down, or sideways. He kept them moving up. We went down Blessing His Boulevard. We went on Jesus Christ Avenue. Our avenue never changed. Our speech, our testimony never, ever changed. So if somebody new come in and say, oh, my God, I'm going to join myself to these heavenly saints, because we were called to be
saints.
Called to be
saints.
Did you answer?
Yes.
Did you answer the call?
Yes.
So you don't have to say, thank God. I was one that the Lord helped me be one the Lord is calling for. And he called you. You heard it. You answered the call. You are now walking in a new. You're not walking in the old life, correct? What is this new life? I got something new in here. Hallelujah to God. And it's trying its best to get to the end. So when I get there, when I see Jesus, amen. All your songs are going to go on over with us. We'll walk along and see Esther. Hallelujah. I sang it. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad Jesus lifted. How many times did you need it to bring you from way down that Jesus had to? Here is the word of the Lord in power. Not just in words, but if you can think it, God can do it. You can ask him. He can do that. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go on. I'm going to keep believing that God can do. My God will never fail. Your thought. is where God moves. So when you see something and your body feels a certain way, but you will say, I don't feel bad. Somebody say, well, you should be feeling bad at this point. Your signs and things look like something should be ailing you. Say, do you feel dizzy? No. Do you feel like you're going to faint? No. Well, we need to do something. Why? The Lord is sitting here. Your thoughts is who you are. And if your fruits are good, out of the abundance of your heart is going to come good fruit. It can't bring forth evil fruit. Why? Because God has changed. So if I think and say, here am I. How do you get back? How do you know that you have the Holy Ghost? He said, when you hear yourself, and we thought on it because we kept waiting for it. We were saying his name, but we kept waiting. And one day, what did that do for me? When I got filled with God, pardon and filled. We've been singing the songs for years, but I need you to understand, you've been pardoned. You can't go to hell. Not to stay. You might lay down in it for a season, but your mind is already on. Jonah in there, his mind had to change. When you lay down your mind, say if you're holy. So if I'm thinking on good things and the Lord called me, what am I going to do when I wake up? And I need you to think. When I say, tell me, somewhere in the Word, there were some people that were dead. And I need to know, how did those people wake up and know what to do? How did they know? This is all I'm trying to give over to you. This book is going to activate bones to stand up. This book is just trying to find. Say, if you find the words of this book, you're going to get all the benefits. You say, is it, what did it say about my bones? It say, oh, the man of God, shall they live again? What did he tell me to do? What did he tell me to do? What you want me to do? And say, live! So what are the bones going to do? They start shaking. That's already in us. So when these saints that were already laying in the ground, can you understand me? And Jesus got up. The power of him coming out of that ground, the saints came right with him. What did they do? How did they know to go to Jerusalem? Because before they died, he said something was going to break out. And they were going there for the promise. Now, when we sleep, what did he say come after we sleep? He said the dead in Christ. There's nothing else written for us to do nothing else once we fall asleep. He said, the dead in Christ, do you believe? And if we are walking and they get up, what did it say was going to happen to us? We're going to drop this. And before they can get to the air, we're going to join ourselves to them. Believeth thou this? Then you got something to shout about. There is no doubt that he's able. There is no doubt that he's able. I can go to Esther, I can lay down saying there is no doubt that my God is able. And I don't even see the promise, and you all see it. But one thing I'm going to know when I wake, God was still able. Abraham going to wake up and see us. He was told about us. He didn't see us. But when he wake up, here we are. The thoughts are managed by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost set the thoughts. And if he can't get to you during the day, he said, I'll get you in your dreams. I'll talk to you in your dreams. Somebody can lay down in prayer and they begin, the Holy Ghost begin to get on the body and the body will move even while the body is rested, and your consciousness knows that that body is moving though it's asleep, and it'll wake you. When this sleeps, God don't sleep. That's why he's dealing with you, showing you things, showing you my victory, showing you that you are joined in the victory. Because if you see me and you are with me, he's already told me, I'm not just going to bless you. I'm going to bless everybody in your company. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Is Joshua in the house?
Yeah.
Is Caleb in the house?
Yeah.
Is belief in the house?
Yeah.
Then shout.
Hallelujah.
Let's see who's going to get up there and say, oh, I'm so glad to be here. It won't be me. I want to be heard from one end of heaven to the other. Because I knew when I found the pardon of sin, what a joy that was in my soul. When a man can live 99 years and Bishop Johnson couldn't even get to the promise. And Bishop Johnson tried to get to him all of his days to tell him he had a false doctrine that he was giving around the world. But Bishop Johnson died. And this day, some years later on, I come along and say, he's going to now start singing. One, 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 one way to God. And God turns on a radio and I hear. My brother Kenny told me, he said, I was with you until you said that. He said, I just knew then you had lost your mind. He was in there when my father laid his hands on me. And as soon as he touched me, the tongues began to roll from my speech. All the bricks that God had put there were now moving and finding its way to the people's ears. And when I went out and he spoke what Billy Graham was going to do, my brother Kenny said, I was with you until that, because he said he didn't see how that was going to be possible. But I remember where I was standing when I said it and I thought about it. But I knew if God said it. And then I heard Billy Graham singing one, one, one. But God honored Bishop Johnson to get it. So he has no excuse. When they found him dead, he now has no excuse. They talked about the millions of people that he has spoken that doctrine to, they are going to have the same getting up that he's going to do in the second death. Why? God made him to know there is but
one.
So now if somebody, no, the scripture says repent, be baptized and water in the name of Jesus Christ, receive the Holy Ghost and contend. They know that. And then they don't do it. They know it. And then don't do it. It's in there. And when that soul come to judgment, all of us who've done it already stand. And he opened up the book. And it is the book of life. And their names wouldn't be found because if it was, they would have been in the first. It has everything that is holy. The second thing is death. So when that soul stand up and realize, I knew it said it, but I didn't do it. The thought was there, but there was no doing. Now, there's an issue to be judged. But if you did it, and John said, I saw him crying out, how long, Lord? What do you have to worry about? You don't have to worry. You don't have to cry. God is going to bless you by and by. You will be blessed when the Lord gets through. I found out if you
call him,
he'll answer.
Yes.
He said, before you call, I will answer. I need you to let the Holy Ghost manage your thoughts. When he brings something to mind for you to fix, fix it. Don't leave the doings. Fix it. All I'm showing you is the will. It is the good pleasure of God when they're both there. How do you know the will of God? He makes himself known to you. So he called me this day to to tell you I am even in your mouth. So I hope and pray that your mouth has a fullness of praise. That you're going to come into the sanctuary. Can't worry about all the issues. I'm come to praise God. Because your praise is not going in. It's already started. So you might as well act like you're nuts. And don't, we ain't going to pay you no mind. I come to praise because I can hear God. I can feel. I can see because I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. And I can hear the Lord talking to him, counseling with his own will, counseling, talking to his will. Save me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I'm counseling. My speech is his speech, but it's counseling with what he wants. I can't make the journey without you. I can't do it without you. You got to help me. If somebody drawing themselves to us and I'm talking to God, somebody gonna understand if I'm just saying, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I know you're able. And they can't see who I'm talking to, but they'll join themselves and say, help them, Lord. Help them, Lord. I know you're able. I know you're able. The will of God, the counsel of God, began then to talk to itself. The Lord said to my Lord, sit until I make the enemy the footstool. So he's talking to us in this frame. Just be mindful. I got you. I'm going to get the victory over your death. Why? So you can just cross over it. It won't have no parts of you. Didn't he tell us that? So we'll say to death, death, where's your sting? Where's your victory? Where's the sin that's supposed to be on me? The Holy Ghost is going to free me from sin. The Holy Ghost is going to pardon me from sin. I found something.
Can I hear my sound of victory? In this world to shout about. I searched and I searched for something in this world to dance about. But I couldn't find it in the world. I had to go down in water in the name of Jesus Christ. I had to find some water to find the remission of sin. Then I found something that makes me want to shout. Ha. Then I heard myself speaking in another tongue. That gave me something to dance about. I found, oh, something that makes makes my heart feel happy. When I found something to dance about, I found something to shout about.
Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org.
Calendar of events for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The 65th National Women's Conference, March 25th through April 1st, 2018 at 1534 North Davis Street, Jacksonville, Florida. 32209. The 64th National Men's Conference, May 24th through the 27th, 2018, at 1534 North Davis Street, Jacksonville, Florida. 32209. The 69th National Youth Conference, July 8th through the 15th, 2018, at 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas. 75210. The 83rd National Convention, August 23rd through September 3rd, 2018. The location will be announced. The schedule is subject to change as led by the Spirit and the direction of Apostle Patterson.
Jesus. Oh.